two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock, time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour.
The cleanup continues at a big grocery distribution warehouse in Layton following a big water and ammonia leak.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 5th North and 11th West in Layton with the very latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, this all happened around 5 o'clock this morning when fire crews were called out to the warehouse here in Layton. Layton Fire Battalion Chief Jason Cook says they were responding to a fire alarm, but upon arrival discovered a very large water main break.
That was sufficient enough that it had eroded the dirt from beneath the concrete surface in the area where these ammonia tanks store the ammonia for that particular building.
He says the result of that erosion was a minor ammonia leak. Thankfully, none of it got inside the building, and it wasn't enough to cause bodily harm. He says crews were able to get both the water and ammonia leak stopped, and right now Plant Facilities is working to determine where it all came from. As of right now, the warehouse is still active. Trucks are coming in and out, and fire personnel is just starting to clear out of the area right now. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
State lawmakers are scheduled to vote on a controversial tax reform bill tomorrow evening during a special session of the state legislature. Representative Francis Gibson believes the bill provides a good balance between tax cuts and raises.
What we've done is we've given a tax break on the income side. We've got very few services, and we've said, listen, if you use the roads, you should be paying for it.
The bill would also raise the child tax credit fivefold and raise sales taxes on some services.
The sales tax on food would rise if the plan is approved. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, and some candidates for Utah's governor are speaking out against that part of it. They say that the whole bill seems premature and doesn't have the trust or support of the public, and they are concerned about increasing the sales tax on food. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says it would burden people living on the margins. Amy Winder Newton says it's not a good policy for low and middle income families. Jeff Birmingham called this regressive. He thinks the bill should come up during the regular session. And John Huntsman Jr. says that taxing food is not a moral thing for government to do to its citizens. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic, by the way, standing by to break down the tax reform plan. Listen to them beginning at 9 here on KSL, and we'll get a bit of a preview of their conversation coming up in just a few minutes on Utah's Morning News.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Another hazy day today with highs in the mid-40s, but things start changing tomorrow.
Another winter storm is on its way, so we've got another winter storm watch to tell folks about, and that's mainly for the mountainous areas up north where we will expect some snow to begin. In fact, the mountain snow begins mainly tomorrow afternoon, goes through Friday, and all the way through the middle of Saturday.
Grant says by Saturday, we'll be seeing some snow in the valleys as well. He says mountain accumulations from this storm could be 1 to 2 feet.
Investigators say two teens were in a stolen car less than 60 seconds before they wrecked it. Riverton Police Lieutenant John Arnoldson says the two ran away from the Salt Lake Juvenile Receiving Center on Monday and then went on a crime spree.
Two teenagers just being really, really dumb and dangerous. You know, just lucky no one's dead or seriously injured.
Investigators say the teens burglarized cars, broke into a vacant apartment, stole a gun, and then forced their way into a woman's apartment where they stole money, her phone, and her car keys.
the House takes the next step toward impeachment. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, members of the House Judiciary Committee debate articles of impeachment against President Trump today. A vote in the full House could come next week, with the Senate holding trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren said she was ready to go after President Trump when deciding to run for the White House.
But I didn't think it was going to be through impeachment.
Democrats right now are meeting behind closed doors ahead of that committee debate. The president rallying in Pennsylvania shortly after those articles were announced. He mocked the articles of impeachment to the crowd.
What happened? All of these horrible things, remember? Bribery. And this and that. Where are they?
The charges now abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, neither considered a criminal activity. The Inspector General of the Justice Department is just now sitting down before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his recent Russia probe report. Michael Horowitz reported the FBI failed basic obligations in the investigation, but found no evidence of a political bias by the FBI. And police in New Jersey City, not saying why two gunmen targeted a kosher market after a standoff that led to six deaths. The suspects killed along with a police officer. The chief says it was quite a battle.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire.
And those officers are recovering. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Fewer people are being busted for crossing the southern border illegally. Last month, there were about 33,500 undocumented immigrants taken into custody.
November of 2018 saw more than 50,000 border apprehensions, and the number has dropped in each of the last 6 months. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan credits Trump administration policies, including an end to so-called catch and release.
If you're a family from the Northern Triangle countries, you are no longer released into the interior United States simply because you have a child.
Morgan says far fewer families are now being caught coming into the country illegally. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.